This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. A music showcase in Akron next month is all about the bass. For this week's Shuffle, I talked to musician Jared Lees about his annual Lohio concert that brings together solo bassists from around the country. Jared Lees of Akron has been playing bass for more than 20 years. He started out playing in several bands throughout Northeast Ohio, and then he decided he wanted to make his own music. He's released a handful of albums over the last decade.
You know, everybody in my family plays music. My dad's a bass player, so he turned me on to a bunch of really cool guys like Victor Wooten and Jaco Pastorius and Marcus Miller, and guys that were using the bass as more of a solo instrument before. You know, and it's still not like a mainstream thing, the solo bass thing, but to me, the bass is a complete instrument. Like it's like a piano or a guitar or anything else that you can play chords and harmony and melodies on. I think the bass has a naturally kind of chill vibe. And I mean, if you think about it, bass players are support musicians throughout history. That's our job, is to be the foundation. And I don't know, there's something kind of calming about bass to me. It's a smooth instrument. I mean, there are guys out there that do the funky, slappy Seinfeld thing, and that's cool too. It's just not what I do.
5 years ago, Lees got the idea to bring together fellow solo bassists from all over the country for a one-night showcase in Akron called Lohio.
There are a bunch of like solo bass showcases and bass showcases because we like to have fun too. And so sometimes we do something where it's like, oh, this is going to be about the bass players tonight. And that's kind of how Lohio started. And I like the fact that as a musician, I can give back. And I've had a lot of opportunities as a musician where people have given me free stuff or just supported me in general, which is just, it boggles my mind, but I try and use Lohio as an opportunity now to give back. It started out just at first like, oh, I can do a raffle and have some fun and whatever. And but now I'm doing it and we're going to raise money for the food bank for the third year, I think. That helps the community. And then the raffle also helps other musicians in the community and just trying to make it more than just me.
On this year's bill at Jilly's Music Room is Jonathan Moody of Kalamazoo, Michigan, John Ingram of West Virginia, and Brittany Frompovich of Northern Virginia, who goes by Lady Bass.
No sunshine when he's gone. It's not warm when he's away. No sunshine when he's gone.
Lees also booked Canton bassist Brandon Covey. Lees acknowledges the 5th annual Lohio is a bit scaled back this year because lately another hobby has taken up most of his time. He started his own custom knife-making business that's supported by the bass community.
I get all of my, I should say most of the wood that I use on the handles from guys that make the custom bass guitars that I know and use out there. I'm actually kind of, in a way, upcycling some of the materials that they can't use on my knives and linking it to the bass playing.
Lees will also be performing songs from one of his most recent albums, Landscapes, at Lohio, Sunday, August 12th. You can find links and more at WKSU.org. Shuffle is WKSU's weekly spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene, Thursdays on Morning Edition. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, 89.7 WKSU.